Let me introduce to you Rick Allen. He's entering his 10th year as the president of MedSyn. He formerly was a high-tech business executive, spent 25 years in the computer software industry, and became a pastor of a church, actually, in 2007 and joined MedSyn in 2008 and was doing both those roles for a good while. MedSyn's been around since 1992, and we're going to get all into that in this conversation. But Rick also is a dedicated husband to his wife of 35 years, a proud father of four adult daughters and one granddaughter. MedSyn has been one of the keys to the success of medical missions, especially in recruitment because of high debt for many of those coming out of their training, and God has used it in a special way. So we're going to have a great conversation about how this has changed lives and carried the gospel to many people. Rick, it's always good to have you on Christian Doctors Digest, and I want people who may not know about MedSyn, may not even have heard that word before, or they've heard it and don't really know all that you do. Tell us a little bit about the organization that you head up so effectively.
Well, thank you, Dave. Yes, MedSyn is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Over that time, we have freed up about 650 healthcare professionals to serve our Lord throughout the world. And here's what we do. The core of MedSyn's ministry is to free up healthcare professionals from educational debt. And the way that it works is we have signed up about 55 mission-sending partners, mission-sending agencies. And when they have a healthcare professional who is willing to go on to the mission field, they will submit an application to MedSyn. Our board will review it, and then we make a grant in four-year increments. So we are about long-term missions. We're about using healthcare for transformational community change. So we'll issue a four-year grant to an individual. And during that time, we actually take their monthly educational loan payments and make the payments as long as they stay out until it's paid off. And of the 650, we've paid off in full about 175 individuals' entire loans. And then if you come home, we hand you your payment book back. And it's really that simple, but also that critical.
Yeah, I know. I went through medical school, and as people do, we scrimped, saved, and lived in cheap housing and drove an old car and didn't go out to eat and all sorts of things and got some a little bit of help and didn't end up with any debt before we went to the field. Those days are long gone. the average debt now is what?
Well, if you're in a public so this is for a physician. If you're in a public institution, it's about $175,000, and a private institution's coming in about $225,000.
Wow. Yeah, and then some of these couples, if they're married, may be dual physician or dual healthcare professional couples. So that even increases the debt even more. And you made alluded to a point I want you to make. This isn't just for physicians and dentists. This is for anybody in healthcare going as a missionary, isn't it?
Yes. Well, Dave, as you know, MedSyn really came out of, it was birthed at CMDA. Mm-hmm. So it was a ministry of CMDA for its first 5 years. And initially, upon its launch, it was specific to physicians. As we've grown over the years, we've actually opened it up to a much broader definition of healthcare professionals, and that includes nurses, individuals that have a master's of community health, mental health. So it's relatively broad today. We will, where appropriate, send a nutritionist. So we're really looking at the most recent profession that we have approved is individuals with a master's in hospital administration. So the board has approved an individual with a master's of hospital administration because we believe that these organizations where people are sent need to be well run.
Yeah, I used to say when I was on the field, I would have given three of my doctors for one hospital administrator if they'd come, because I was having to do that and doctor, kind of tongue-in-cheek, but people understand how much they're needed, and yeah. They are a lot. You're also providing help to some of the national docs going through training programs at Mission Hospitals.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. On our 20th anniversary, our board approved a pilot program, which really for the first time allowed us to provide funding for individuals within the country or continent in which they live to come alongside of them in a Christ-centered residency program. So this is for physicians only at this point. We have given 25 grants so far. And what we're doing is we're really scouring the world, and I am looking for three characteristics in these programs. One is a high quality level of education. The next one is that there is intentional spiritual development built into the curriculum. And then the third one is leadership training, because we do believe if we select these individuals appropriately, they will be the leaders of the hospitals, communities, and nations going forward.
Yeah, I think it's a tremendous investment. And this is really, as you know, I don't have to tell you this, this is the movement that is happening in medical missions now. I think, you know, they start out with, you know, pioneer doctor, and then, well, we need nurses, and start a nursing school and perhaps some other training schools, and then move up to occasionally medical schools, but more commonly they're moving into postgraduate training and really creating the missionaries, national missionaries that will know the culture and be there a lifetime and master the language when they were five, you know. So it's a little easier than some of us more traditional missionaries, and I'm really thrilled about that. Let people know how you raise your funds. I mean, people are there thinking, my goodness, this costs a little bit of money. You all have worked really hard to find the funds to be able to do this.
Yes, we have a development team, because most of our funding comes from individuals. We do have some churches and a few foundations, but primarily it comes from individuals who have a heart to see compassionate care in the name of Christ brought to the world. And we do have individuals in just about every continent. I think maybe Antarctica, we're a little shy, but, you know, one of the things that we see today, Dave, is that according to the World Health Organization, we're about 7 million healthcare professionals short of their minimum standard. And what that does is it opens up an enormous window for healthcare workers to be welcomed into every country in the world. And our world is closing rapidly to missionary efforts, particularly from the West, and yet a healthcare professional is still welcomed everywhere. So we have just a tremendous opportunity today to use healthcare and the love of Christ as a means of spreading the good news.
Yeah, and I believe healthcare professionals are really the key to finishing the Great Commission, because they can get into places no other missionary can get in. And even when they're found out, they're not thrown out. They are able to stay because they're so desperately needed in these countries. And we're seeing more vocational missionaries. One of my own daughters and her family are essentially in a difficult to access country and involved there in a vocational ministry doing training, and able to be there because of that, as they their lives and their words share their faith. So great stuff. You know, and the other thing that, and you've seen this, more and more physicians from other countries want to come to the U.S. for training. Most of them intend to go back, and very few do. And the way you're all supporting nationals in their own country with high-quality education and finances to help do that really is the way to keep people there serving in their own areas, their own continents, their own countries for a lifetime.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, we do require that as part of the program, that it is within the continent or the country or continent where they live. And it's been very successful. There's some very successful programs that we're coming alongside of, as well as a lot of vision for doing this going forward. So we are coming alongside of a couple of programs that are just getting started. They meet the three criteria, as I mentioned earlier, and they're coming alongside of individuals, identifying these young Christ followers who are looking to get their advanced training.
You know, I know many of our people listening, as well as students, but our members, graduate members in particular, know those in training that may have talked to them about missions or express an interest in missions in the future. How can they get them in contact with you to find out more information, not only about getting assistance and grants to help pay back their loans, but also I know you guys have gotten a lot of good educational material on how to keep your costs down during your training years, so the amount you owe is less. How can people find out more about that and really be your ambassadors to let others know about MedSyn?
Well, the key is our website. I mean, it is the hub for those wishing to go as well as those willing to give. It is the place to pick up information about where the opportunities are, as well as to really start to explore if the Lord were to move you to support these individuals, who's going, where they're going to. We have a number of giving options to a specific profession, to an area of the world. We try and build that a lot of flexibility for you to be able to direct your investment. From the student side, it's really interesting, Dave. We see three general areas where there is opportunity. One, you know, the first one is one-on-one medicine, right? It's an opportunity to really interact with the culture and to influence individual outcomes. The second opportunity is training. There's a tremendous opportunity to train these individuals that we were just mentioning and to have an intentional multiplication strategy, which we think is critical in this day and age. And then finally, there are opportunities to be able to transform national healthcare systems. We have several stories of which individuals have connected with ministers of health and literally transform national healthcare systems. So the opportunity is broad. If the Lord's calling you, the opportunity is enormous, and it is global.
Yeah. Rick, I want to thank you for dedicating your life to this and for the impact you've had and your board and your staff across the country and your people that have received grants around the world. You made a great investment, and thank you for updating us on what is happening in MedSyn.
Well, thank you, Dave. God bless you and your listeners.
Well, it's great to have Rick on, and we are doing more and more things in association with MedSyn, including our summit for medical mission leaders in organizations from across the country. We hold early September every year down in Charlotte. And MedSyn co-sponsors that with us. Let me tell you of a great resource, Spiritual Equipping for Mission. It's written by Ryan Shaw, who's the international lead facilitator for the student volunteer movement. But it really, as I look at this book, is one that would be a great gift to people involved in both short or long-term missions. That may be you. But cross-cultural ministry is difficult. It can be overwhelming. It can be draining. It can lead to discouragement. It can lead to burnout. And this book really addresses those issues and unpacks the inner spiritual practices we need for a good global witness and sustainability. And that may be in your practice here in the United States, or it may be halfway around the world. But Spiritual Equipping for Missions, Thriving as God's Message Bearers, a great resource. It's available here at CMDA. Give us a buzz at 888-230-2637. And one of my excellent staff will be happy to help you. Or you can just go online on your computer, on your phone at cmda.org. Put in the title, Spiritual Equipping for Missions, or go to our Life and Health Resource area. Just click the Resource button, and you can find exactly what you need. I got to warn you, though, you get on there, you'll probably order more than one book. You're going to find so many good ones.